What are your plans after the show ends?
I want an activity that involves jumping. I want a mystery activity. I want some reflection time.
Maybe you're an extraterrestrial, escaped from a government facility.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
If you want a girl that hates immigrants as much as you, then sign up for the dating site inspired by the Donald himself, TrumpHumpers.com. At Trump Humpers, you'll find like-minded Americans looking to date other Americans. And by Americans, we mean white people. No foreigners. The only Mexican allowed is when you take your Trump Humper match out to dinner. Think of it like FarmersOnly.com, except with a big heap and helping of racism. Look, the Jewish have J-Date, African Americans have BlackPeopleMeet.com, and now the ignorant have their own place to mix, mingle, and reproduce. TrumpHumpers.com. Why is Trump Humpers so great?
It's the kind of sick thinking we really need for our country. Isn't that right?
If you want the best hump, choose Trump.
Really amazing.
At TrumpHumpers.com.
TrumpHumpers.com. Here to make dating great again.
Thank you, guys. They worked on that all night long. Fantastic. TrumpHumpers.com. And by the way, the immigrants are applying to become citizens in record numbers just to vote against Donald Trump. They may be the only ones. By the way, if
well,
you are
if
one.
Well, if they're only now applying, then they're not going to make it in time.
Well, you know, so the naturalization process, I'm hearing, you have to start by May 1st if you're going to be able to vote. It takes 5 months. I don't know.
Well, there you go.
Start today.
I thought citizenship took 10 years. But what
I thought so. I thought so, too. But I mean, if you're in the process, I mean, if you want to finalize it, I guess it's up to you. Oh, so anyway, the hot mugshot guy,
he was arrested on gun and gang-related charges.
Okay.
But, of course, there was the mugshot with the teardrop tattoo and the, I think the NC tattoo on his neck stands for the gang in the north.
Okay.
That I will go unnamed. But, yeah, apparently designers want him... Five of the world's biggest designers. And, you know, the truth
he's
of the matter
married.
That,
yeah,
Matt married with a couple of kids. They were waiting for him as he walked out of the prison in the Central Valley.
Wow. So let me see here. He scored a $30,000 modeling deal, but that's not true. He will be scoring a lot more soon.
Yeah, okay. $30,000 isn't.
Well, for one job, but they're all lining up. How crazy is that? Okay, all right. So what is going on with the airport butler? What?
You know what? Well, Drex, you've got to remember that you're in the city that will wrap a piece of bacon around a hot dog and charge you $20 for it and tell you that it is a gourmet hot dog and you can get no other hot dog like this on the face of the planet except San Francisco. So why wouldn't the airport offer you a butler to help you shuttle around your children and charge you probably more than your plane ticket?
$250 it starts at. I can't imagine. So I can see them expressing you through the TSA line, right?
Right.
Okay, I get that. And then you're probably in a cart, so you don't have to walk. I would hope that you get me into the first class lounge, right?
They're vague about that. They're like, well, we'll help you through the process and make sure you have all your paperwork and you know where to go. I'm sorry, but if I'm at the airport and I'm going to fly somewhere, you better damn sure know that I pretty much know where I'm going.
I'm
there to get on an airplane. Yeah, you know, I mean, it might be to the right, it might be to the left, you know, but I mean, really, how hard is it? Yeah.
Some people don't know even shoes? What do you mean I got to take off my shoes?
Well, Crystal.
Where have you been the last 10, 12, 15 years?
Right, right. Starting at $250, I mean, you know, you're going to clean out the toity that is obnoxious. What are you going to do?
Well, you know, and it's interesting. The airport spokesman, Doug Yackel, says that, well, you know, when you compare this to the, you know, price of upgrading to a first class seat, which can be $700 to $1,000, you know, $250 isn't that bad, or whatever else you might spend in between.
Well, I want to know what you're going to do to entertain me while my flight is delayed for 2 hours.
Oh, you know what,
Drex?
I'm pretty sure they haven't come up with the butler program that'll appease you.
I have to. Well, I'm not going to play with that game. You know, I just go to the club and hide. Yeah, that's it. But they have to have a place for, I would think, VIPs to hang out. And these big tech guys, well, of course, they're taking their own jets. Well,
and those are the guys. It's the smart guys with no common sense that are having trouble getting through the airport.
Right, okay.
Can't take off their hoodies in time to go through the metal detector.
The SFO has yoga rooms. It has a WAG brigade.
Oh.
The newest exciting amenity. There are 40 international flights, 35 international carriers. Bay Area largest airport connects to 77 cities nonstop. You know, it's interesting with that airport. I mean, it's running 24 hours a day. And I remember a couple of years ago, Mark Leno, who's now a state senator, had approached the state legislature about extending serving hours for alcohol in San Francisco because it was an international city. And that international flights here arrive 2 o'clock in the morning.
They do close.
They want to go someplace, you know, after, you know, flying, being on the plane for hours. And in California, they basically shutting down the bars at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, no, earlier than that. Last year when I flew home to the East Coast and I took a red eye, I think I got there at 10:30 and they were wrapping up. I was
here
thinking,
or there?
Yeah, well, here in San Francisco.
Well, it depends on where you are. I mean, by law, they have to stop serving by 2 a.m., but usually they'll have last call at 1, 1.15, 1.30 if you're lucky. I know a couple of bars in San Francisco that will serve you right up until 2 a.m., but they shall remain nameless.
Okay. Well, of course there's that. Hey, you know, I heard you talking about Lynch and her testimony.
Yes.
What she was saying about Apple today. The Wozniak was on Conan last night, and he talked about the predicament with the FBI and Apple. And here's what he had to say on Conan's show last night.
Apple on this one. First of all, I've always been very related, close to human rights. I'm one of the founders of the EFF. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, once countries can come in and tell manufacturers, you have to make your products insecure. Computer security is so important today.
The government wants a back door so that they can say, look, if we really need to, we can get in there and see what was on this phone in case there was any kind of nefarious activity. And you say once
they picked a lame case. They picked the lamest case you ever could. The two phones owned by the people that aren't even convicted terrorists didn't have one link to a terrorist organization. Verizon turned over all the phone records, all the SMS messages, so they want to take this other phone that the two didn't destroy, that was a work phone. It's so lame and worthless to expect something's on it,
right?
And get Apple to expose it. But boy, I wrote a couple times in my life. I wrote something that could be a virus that could have spread itself on Macintosh computers forever. And each time, I threw away every bit of code I'd written. I was so scared inside. You do not want to let something like that out. And once you create it, there's a good chance hackers will get into it. And then what if China says, Apple, you've got to give us a backdoor so we can get into any phone, even your government officials' iPhones, and inspect them anytime? That's wrong.
Yeah.
Security is an important thing now. Look how many people get hurt, and millions of people's accounts get exposed every day.
Okay.
Good
All right.
Wozniak.
All right. You have me convinced.
I'm with you.
And of course, Steve Wozniak and Steve Jobs founded Apple.
Right. So I'm with him. You know, I'm on his side. Okay.
It's an interesting argument, and especially in countries like China, where phone users are, you know, accustomed to overbearing governments, and they're deathly afraid of, you know, having their personal information hacked.
I think that
could have a ripple effect.
I think we should be concerned here too.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I think we should all be concerned. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Facebook. Who did they acquire? I'll tell you. This is fun. And let me see here. We're going to talk about, Star Wars. And guess what? Of all people to get arrested, Chumlee from Pawn Stars arrested today. I'll tell you why next.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Yeah. Ooh, it's just me, myself, and I. Solo ride until I die. Cause I got me for life.
Got me for life. Yeah.
Well, I love this story from Facebook today. They acquired Masquerade to further enhance its video experience, which is amazing to me. And they're not disclosing how much they paid for Masquerade. So you know that the people from Masquerade are masquerading and having their party tonight. It's on, man. Holy cow. Okay, so Facebook wants more funny faces, and the social media giant has acquired the popular app Masquerade. If you don't know what it is, I mean, it just, you can make yourself look like a dog. You can make yourself look like a big blue eyes like I did. Yeah. If you go to Generation Directs, yep, you can take a look at it. You know, and it actually blinks when I blink. It's just insane. Yeah, and you can make yourself look like a dog. Obama. What else is on there? The Joker. Anyway, Facebook is going to blow this thing up. Not that it needs blown up. Kimmel's been having a lot of fun with it on late night TV. It's just a lot of fun. So congratulations to the guys or the girls and from Masquerade. For now, it will remain a standalone product. Oh, but you know that it won't for long. Okay. By the way, your kids would really like it if you did not post things about them on Facebook. So this is from the New York Times. Really? You got to go figure. But somebody finally asked kids how they felt about it, and it turns out they really don't like it at all. Surprise. Study by the University of Washington found that kids were 3 times more likely than their parents to say that there should be rules about what parents can post on social media.
So glad to hear that.
Right, because if you're the kid, you know, and all your peers are looking and see what your parents are posting, that's harassment.
Right, and Busted. It means the kids are getting smart about social media.
Right, but if you have to share something about your kids, you should ask them and share positive or good news photos, and never anything negative or embarrassing photos. I mean, you may think they're cute. Your kid probably
not
doesn't.
Not so much.
Yeah, your kid or their friends. Oh, by the way, I do want to mention Chumlee. Love Pawn Stars turning into porn stars. Okay, has been arrested for guns and drugs. After police raided his home while investigating an alleged sexual assault. According to TMZ, Las Vegas Metro PD say officers showed up at his home this afternoon with a search warrant in connection with a sexual assault case. We're told Chumlee is the suspect in that case. Law enforcement sources tell the cops, told TMZ that the cops found marijuana, meth, and at least one weapon during the search. Chumlee was taken into custody and booked for drug and weapon possession. We're told the sexual assault is still under investigation.
This article says 7 pounds of marijuana.
7 pounds?
Not for distribution, this article says. It was clearly for
pounds.
Personal use.
Oh my God! Well, Chumlee, I know you like to eat a lot on Pawn Stars.
It does explain a lot,
yeah,
doesn't
right.
it?
It does. It's a tell, man. 7 pounds, dude. Seriously.
Video game. Oh,
wow.
The whole thing is there. Video games. You know.
Jeez. Just saying. All right, let's have some fun with TV. This made John Lobertini. Of course, brought us this last night and had the exclusive on it. But yes, KTVU, the reporter, and the reason I'm going to play it is because it went national today. Reporter San Francisco, I'm feeding you the live feed here, was doing a live report yesterday and nearly got hit by a car while the camera was running. You know, this is the thing. If you're the reporter, camera guy's got to have your back. 2 cars crashed into each other right behind him, and one ran off the road. He and the camera operator both jumped away and barely avoided being run over, and it was Alex Savage, who works for KTVU, and the camera operator is Chip Vaughn. Okay,
let's see. And obviously, it was a chaotic and confusing situation.
Yeah, that's scary. Here's Alex Savage talking about nearly getting hit by the car during a live news report.
We had sort of a wild situation. We were on air live, and we had a car that veered off the road. This car, in fact, right here. And it almost hit me. I was turned the other way, and my photographer screamed at me to get out of the way. And I did. I jumped out of the way at the very last minute. And my heart hasn't stopped racing. And I think Chip grabbed the camera, just went right by me, like a few feet away. Maybe there was some foul language or some inappropriate language on my part. And so for that, I apologize. But I was scared. It freaked me out. I Yeah, had to take a little while to decompress.
Alex, no worries. We've got your back. You know, you're allowed. I mean, you know, when a car's coming at you, man, and it almost runs over you, it's all cool. It's all good.
You might want to buy Chip a dinner or something.
Absolutely. And I'm glad no one was hurt. Okay, so let's go to the other end of the spectrum. And then when I come back from the news break with Libertini, we're going to get awkward. But this is just fun. There was a reporter in Houston named Maggie Fleckno who was covering a livestock show, and she got poop. This is live TV again. So what do you think's going to happen? Okay, so she's standing in the cage there, or the, you know, where it's fenced in with a bunch of pigs. And of course the pig pooped on her on live TV.
So I've actually milked goats. I didn't know if you knew this. I am the celebrity goat milking champion. I've never held a pig. Do you think I could try it? All right. Well, you're going to switch roles and you're going to play anchor. All right. Okay. Oh, it pooped in my hand. All right. We have more coming back. I have it. See you in a few out at the pig races.
All right. Now, that's just fun. That goes from, you know, the guys at KTVU almost getting run over to, the pig poops on her. All right. Now we're going to get to awkward coming up. And then Kevin Bacon and his brother's weird video on the virtue of eggs. Oh, things strange tonight. Don't go away. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. I am just a man made up of milestone achievements. That's CeeLo Green. For I am just a man. I am inspired by things I've seen, for things to say. The only sensible thing that happened yesterday with International Women's Day when it comes to all things show business, with Kim Kardashian tweeting out another nude photo of herself. Oh my God, it got insane. Yeah, Bette Midler got in on it, and Pierce Morgan. I don't know. You know, then there was a smart-ass comment that, hey, you know what? I'm very busy cashing my $80 million check from my video game, and I'm transferring $53 million into Kanye's account.
Did you hear what Bette Midler tweeted about Kim Kardashian? That if Kim is going to take a picture of something that we haven't already seen, she's going to have to swallow
the camera. Right. Yeah. But, you know, and Pierce Morgan jumped in to offer to buy Kim some clothes since Kanye West is supposedly so much in debt. And that's when she said the smart-ass thing about the her paycheck from the video game. But then, of all people to intervene, it was Miley Cyrus intervened in the mess, and she provided the voice of reason, and she posted the Kim Kardashian butt emoji and just said, "Dear all women, we're all acting so tacky. It's International, Women's Day." Hashtag.
If tacky wasn't in, there'd be no Miley Cyrus.
Well, no, I mean, she's the one to intervene. Why don't we overly, myself included, fortunate women come together and try to create and bring jobs to other women in desperate need of them so that we can support not only themselves, but they can support their families. Hashtag Happy International Women's Day.
You can take that one.
Well, and then I think that Kim's controlling her Twitter account, because then she just posted another nude photo.
That's how you shut them up. Hey,
right.
Here's another nudie.
What did she say? It's so much for that. She said, how about hashtag liberated? Okay, all right. That's enough of that.
Who needs clothes, right?
She does. That's who does. She's a mother. You know, it's amazing. Hulk Hogan suing for $100 million because he was shown having, I don't know, Gawker got a hold of that video. $100 million, and she'll just drop trout just...
You know what?
Who cares?
Christie Brinkley is a mother. Rachel Hunter is a
mother. I know. But, you know, Hawk's worrying about this stuff living on the internet forever. Well, mom's up there. Okay, with your big ass. Okay. nice.
Cue the honky-tonk badonkadonk.
Hey, I want to play awkward, then we'll get into this, because I promised everybody. So this got weird. A weather reporter makes a terrible bestiality joke, and it falls awkwardly flat.
Oh.
Yeah, do you have this? I do.
I know, but I'm...
It's a weather reporter.
That was my world at one time, and I'm always, it's always painful to watch that stuff, okay, even though it's not me.
Oh, my gosh, a doctor. Okay, Charlie, I'm going to sit here and just hang out with my new best friend, Bettina.
Really?
Into weather. Oh, yeah.
With a dog.
I think you two should get a hotel room or something. That's a lot of action going on over there.
Oh, Charlie.
Probably the most action you've had in months, huh?
The old Charlie sounds like he's up in Wisconsin, eh?
Oh, well, I crack myself up if I don't crack anyone else. 69 degrees.
69 degrees. Yeah. So it was the pet adoption thing. Wow.
Charlie sounds like a delight to work with.
I wonder if Charlie's working today since that happened yesterday.
He's been banished to even a smaller market in Wisconsin.
All right. Madison's a pretty cool town. All right. So let's talk about, you know what? This intrigues me. This plastic bag repeal idea.
You know what? Both sides of the argument sound absolutely ridiculous. Oh. There are already, listen, there are 138 cities that already have their own bag ordinances. This is what we would call, you know, when I was covering the state capitol, we'd have called this nanny government. The state has a blanket plastic bag ban. Now, it's going to cost the plastic bag manufacturers millions because they won't be making bags in California and they won't be shipping them into California. So they spent more than $3 million collecting signatures to put this thing on the ballot, which effectively froze it. It was supposed to go into effect for grocery stores last June. This July, it would have gone into effect for all stores. Deal is, and it happens in San Francisco every day, you go someplace, you want a sandwich, you get something. Sir, do you want a bag? They charge you 10 cents.
Right, right, right.
Well, the bag manufacturers claim that this is a money grab by the grocery store industry, and it has nothing to do with environmental waste. Of course, the flip side argument is that plastic bags are all over the place. People don't use them for anything. They're single use. We need to cut down on that because they are litter and an environmental threat. The ballot initiative, vote yes. The bill 270 will remain in place. Senate bill 270, vote no, and no more statewide bag ban. But most cities live by one.
Okay. Well, I think they should. I'll tell you what. So, you know, here's my very strong opinion on this. When I first came here to San Francisco from Chicago, it drove me insane. You know, it's like the first time I went to the grocery store, it's like, where's the bags? Because they don't have them out there. You know, even the self-checkout, there aren't a lot of those. But
so does that mean you had bananas in your pocket and asparagus under your arm?
Whoa, Charlie, whoa, Charlie.
So the woman's like, where in the hell are the bags? Where are they? Okay, so, and then we were told what the rule is and what the deal is. So then we got the bags. And I adjusted. Now I feel completely 180 on this.
What do your bags look like, Drex? Do they have little cartoon characters? Oh, whatever. Little fruits and nuts?
It doesn't matter.
Crystal's got flowers and sprouts.
Yeah, mine.
And it's plastic, I'm confused.
Right. Mine is like a blue stripe thing.
You'll have to pay for that bag wherever you got it.
I did. I paid 25 cents for this
25
bag.
Cents. Now, I will say this, that one thing that's annoying when you do forget or you bought too many groceries, Whole Foods. Love Whole Foods. But I have to say, they ask you, well, do you want to donate or do you want to have credit? Well,
donate what?
That's right. Well, the 25 cents or the 50 cents for the bag.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And, I used to say donate all the time because it's that you feel guilty thing. But I have to be honest with you. I say now I want credit because donate to who? Shouldn't there be a sign there telling you who are we donating to?
And what are their administrative costs?
Well, I don't
We're
know.
We're collecting $10 million a year, but it's costing us $5 million to manage the account.
I just, you know, I got, and I love Whole Foods because I go there all the time. I'm trying to eat healthy. But being diligent with my health after last year's surgery. But I have to tell you, it's like after going there all the time, it's like thinking, well, donate to who? So I think they should say who it's donated to and how that works. There should be a little sign there.
Where does it go?
Or I'm just going to keep taking credit.
You mean they don't tell you? It's not Children's Miracle Network?
No, I didn't see anything. And I don't ask. I just say credit, thank you.
And you should know that guilt is a wasted emotion. Just know that.
On that note, we'll take a break and we'll be back with Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon and his brother's weird video on the virtue of eggs. I mean, this thing's going viral and we'll talk about it coming up here next on KGO A10.
What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being confident? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being confident?
Okay, Crystal. Here's the yes, we go into this bow tie pasta trance from Safeway.
Yes.
I know, right? Yeah. I forgot to eat it today because Heather got me a birthday cake. It was tiramisu.
Tiramisu. The video of which you can see is on Generation Drex on Twitter.
It's just crazy. And I forgot to eat my bow tie pasta.
Mm.
Because, you know, my doctor, with the nerve, they did surgery on my stomach. I have, like, nerve pain, so my doctor gave me some new meds, and it's like it was making me dizzy and lightheaded today. And then I forgot, you know, I ate the tiramisu. I guess it was the sugar, because I got, like, it just totally leveled me out, and I feel fine. So now I know the secret. It's tiramisu.
Or sugar.
Or sugar.
Just start pouring sugar packets down your throat if you get loopy.
Wow, that's it. And I forgot to eat my bow tie pasta. So it puts us in a trance, you know? It's just like one of those things. I don't know. They must put crack in that stuff or something. I don't know what the hell the deal is, but I love it. Okay. So Kevin Bacon and his brother are doing this weird thing. It's like a 4-minute video that's gone viral on the virtue of eggs. It was posted on YouTube yesterday, and it's just getting millions of plays. So it's obviously plays on the whole bacon and eggs thing.
Kevin Bacon?
Hey, Michael Bacon.
The Bacon Brothers.
Exactly. We're here to teach you about the power of waking up to eggs. Because who knows eggs better than the Bacon Brothers?
Yeah, I get that, Paul.
Why are you in our house, Kevin Bacon?
And Michael Bacon.
And Michael Bacon?
That's it. I'm calling the police.
Wait, check this out.
We are not just in your house, we're lying in your bed. Drop the phone, pick up 6 grams of protein instead.
High quality protein, no sugar or carbs, all for 70 calories.
Cause we've been in here watching you, sleeping all night long.
Just to wake you up to eggs and sing you this song.
E-G-G-S, 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 eggs. E-G-G-S, 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 eggs.
Your wife is beautiful. You ready, Mike?
Sure.
We're out of here. Enjoy your eggs.
That's awesome. Okay, so the virtue of eggs. So now I know is tomorrow when I have eggs, when I have my eggs, just pour sugar on it.
Me.
That'll help. All right, a couple things to talk about. Let me see here. Star Wars The Force Awakens is up for 11 MTV Awards. The MTV Awards nominations have been announced, and Star Wars leads the way with 11. Okay, so that's nice. But here's what struck me when I saw this news today. Why was there nothing going on with Star Wars at the Oscars? And the reason I didn't think about it is I think, oh, well, it's a next year thing. No, not at all. No, it didn't get nominated for Best Picture. And TheWrap.com put out this this list of the 5 reasons Star Wars didn't get a Best Picture nomination. Fans of The Force Awakens shouldn't be shocked by their film's failure to be nominated, so they said, for these 5 reasons. Because it's a Star Wars movie. So they say, look, it's the Academy. The members are older and more conservative. Like hashtag Oscars so white. I don't know what the hell that is. Because it's sequel number 7. Yes, the first Star Wars was nominated way back when. Because it's good, it's just not good enough.
But you haven't seen it yet.
You know what, Dwayne, turn on your microphone here. He's my intern. Yeah, so go ahead.
Okay, so I'm a Star Wars fan.
Right.
So when I'm watching this movie, it's more of like a nostalgic, oh, we're continuing the franchise type of movie. But if someone who's never seen Star Wars before watches this movie, they're just going to be like, oh, it was okay. It was cool, I guess. But me as a fan, I'm going to be like, it was amazing. Did you see this and that?
So it's like if you're a geek, if you're a Star Wars geek, then then it deserved an Oscar.
But, yeah, because there are a lot cameos and things basically relating back to the old previous movies. So
Don't tell me because I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
And
it's just not Oscar worthy.
Okay, well, there you go. And you've done what most people were afraid to do is to talk and you know, to go to that place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you.
And
well,
here go the phones.
No, yeah. Right.
I'm going to find shelter.
Welcome to radio. Okay. So, but anyway, so, and also they say one of the reasons is because if it couldn't get a Producers Guild nomination, there was no way that it was going to get an Oscar nomination. And finally, because Mad Max got there first.
I'm telling you, that is a true statement. Mad Max was phenomenal.
I couldn't get through it.
What?
I don't know, because it was just a chase movie, and I started to watch. Maybe it's my 10-second attention span. But it's a chase movie. You would think I'd be able to get through that. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I've just never been into the Thunderdome and Mad Max thing. I don't know why. Okay. Well, we'll leave it at that. Oh, by the way, we'll leave you tonight with making us all feel bad about ourselves with birthdays and stuff. The ages when you have the best sex, health, finances, career, and more. Here we go. Best dating life, age 24. Good for you, Dwayne. You're going to be rocking.
You.
Best health, age 30. I believe that.
Yeah.
Most confidence in your body, age 31. Best sex, 32. See, this gives you something to look forward to. Finding your true love, 32. Happiest in your career, 38. Happiest overall with your life, age 39. Boy, I'm in trouble here. Most content in your relationship, 40.
Oh.
Best salary, 42. And most total wealth, age 47. All right.
Wow.
On that guilt trip. All right. We will leave you and make way for the John Bachelor Show. Have a good night, everybody. And thank you for listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.